BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 23 to 26, seek others' good before self. Apostle Paul addresses eating meat offered to pagan idols, addressed in chapter 8. There, he gave directions on eating the meat at the idol's temple, chapter 8, verse 10. He said, do not eat meat at the idol's temple, even though you rightly know that an idol is nothing but stone and wood, because a fellow believer in Jesus with a weak conscience may see you there and be destroyed. Chapter 8, verse 10. Here, Apostle Paul, using the same Greek logical argument that he did in chapter 6, verse 12, addresses buying the meat offered to an idol, but sold in the public market called the Mechalon, also known by the archaic translation shambles, an old English word for a slaughterhouse. Verse 25, though permissible, buying this meat there and eating it elsewhere may not be beneficial or constructive. Verse 23, the consideration remains, seek the good of others. Don't burn the conscience of others if they are too weak in Christ to know there is nothing to an idol and its sacrifice. Verse 24, as well as in chapter 8, verses 4 through 8. A mature servant in Christ does not seek their own good. Their hearts are set on glorifying God, enjoying Him forever, and serving His church in holy fear of their Master, Jesus. Yes, love will sustain us in sacrificial service, yet holy fear has its place in keeping us from succumbing to the temptation of selfish pursuit at others' expense. The conclusion to eating meat offered to idols, any questionable actions, or partaking in unworthy things is concluded in the next BDBD.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.